Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea has expressed its desire for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is not seeking conditions ahead of his meeting with Kim Jong-un on April the 27th. However, President Trump says he's willing to walk away from talks with the highly anticipated summit with the North Korean leader if he does not think it will amount to much. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president already sent his CIA chief to meet with Kim Jong-un, the most high-level U.S. contact with the regime in nearly two decades. He says he will meet with Kim in the coming weeks and do everything possible to make that a success. But if he doesn't think it will be, he won't go. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal appeals court in the U.S. city of Chicago has rejected the Trump administration's efforts to punish so-called sanctuary cities for helping illegal immigrants. The ruling is the latest federal court to restrict what the White House can try to do to pressure jurisdictions that restrict some cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. It comes as President Trump has been targeting his fury on Twitter at sanctuary cities, which administration officials accuse of jeopardizing public safety. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has joined President Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mr. Giuliani told The Washington Post he would work alongside President Trump's current attorneys, who are focusing on the federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and whether Mr. Trump tried to interfere with that investigation. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say there are no indications the Syrian military is ready to launch another chemical weapons attack following last Saturday's missile strikes by the United States, France, and Britain. U.S.-led strikes came in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack that killed at least 40 civilians, U.S. blaming Syria for that attack, but Damascus and the Russian allies deny any such weapons were used. Miguel Díaz-Canel has been named Cuba's next president, marking the first time in 60 years the country has had a president outside the Castro family. Some in the American community in the city of Miami seemed unfazed by the appointment of Díaz-Canel, noting it was, as expected, to ensure the Communist Party's policies on the island. Here's Cuban-American Pablo Garcia.
Díaz-Canel is just a figurehead. He's a puppet, like the Spanish newspaper said. And he's been brought up in the system, and he said the right thing. Their life is not going to change. They're still going to try to struggle and survive there today. So, you know, do they care who runs the country? No.
Díaz-Canel succeeds 86-year-old Raúl Castro, who's resigning after 10 years in office. His late brother Fidel served as prime minister and president after the armed Cuban Revolution in 1959 until he became ill in 2006. European Union said it would impose further sanctions on Venezuela if it believes democracy is being undermined there after its president called for elections next month that the main opposition said they will boycott. VOA's Jeff Custer has our report.
Venezuela has tumbled into an economic and social crisis. Maduro, who blames the downturn on an economic war led by the opposition and the United States, is seeking re-election in a vote on May 20th. The main opposition coalition is boycotting the vote, and the country's two most popular opposition leaders have been banned from competing. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told regional leaders that more must be done to isolate Maduro, and that Washington would not stand idly by as the country crumbles. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Indonesia's conservative Aceh province has publicly caned unmarried couples for showing affection in public and two women for prostitution. That happened today. The canings are possibly the last to be carried out in the public because the provincial governor says they must move indoors. Some residents of Aceh, the only province in Muslim-majority Indonesia to impose Sharia law, protesting indoor caning. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.